进入立冬以来，气温逐渐下降，冬天的太阳变得格外温柔。在冬天，晒太阳是一件温暖和幸福的事儿。今天，想要为你读一篇应景的美文《初冬遇日漫感》，作者是丰子恺，译者是欧阳立峰。On winter sunshine. After being away for a couple months, I returned to my old home and took my place by the south window, but was surprised to find that most of my desk was now in the shade. Summer was long gone, and autumn was giving way to winter. So naturally enough,The sun's rays were now tilted from the south. I put a chair against the window and, with my back to the sunshine, sat down to read. The sun's glow enveloped my upper body, and instead of roasting me as it did a couple months ago, it made me feel warm and cozy.The mother of all living things seemed to be pouring her life-prolonging, regenerating milk into my body through her golden rays. Closing my book, I began to meditate. I wondered how my feelings could change so drastically. What I lost yesterday had now become my love.And what I threw away yesterday was now my goal. What I hated yesterday had now become my favorite. When I looked up and noticed the fan sitting on the shelf, I was once again shocked. What I loved yesterday was now loathsome. And what I pursued yesterday was now contemptible. What I craved yesterday,was now despised. But it is not the things that have changed, but rather I was betrayed by my feelings. How could they have done this to me? The answer can be found in nature. Her degrees are so arbitrary that in summer you cannot reject the company of the wind.And in winter, you cannot deny your love for the sun. And her degrees are so odd that she orders you to extol in summer what you cursed last winter, and commands you to curse in winter what you loved last summer. Life has winters and summers as well. Childhood is like summer, adulthood like winter.Put another way, youth is like summer, old age like winter. In the winter and summer of life, nature also brings about a reversal of feelings. As in all things, her degrees are so arbitrary and so strange.初冬遇日漫感，离开故居一两个月，一旦归来，坐在南窗下的书桌时，第一感到异样的是小半书桌的太阳光。原来夏已去，秋正近，初冬方到。窗外的太阳已随风南倾了，把椅子靠在窗沿上，背着窗坐了看书。太阳光笼罩了我的上半身，它非但不像一两月前的使我讨厌， 反而使我觉得暖烘烘的快事。这一切生命之母的太阳似乎正在把一种去病延年起死回生的乳汁通过了它的光线而流注到我的体中来。我卷卷冥想，我吃惊于自己的感觉，为什么忽然这样变了？前日之所恶变成了今日之所欢，前日之所弃变成了今日之所求，前日之仇变成了今日之恩。张眼望见了弃置在高阁上的扇子，又吃一惊，前日之所欢变成了今日之所恶，前日之所求变成了今日之所弃，前日之恩变成了今日之仇。其实物何尝变相，是我自己的感觉变判了。感觉何以能变判？是自然教他的。自然的命令何其严重，夏天不由你不爱风，冬天不由你不爱日。自然的命令又何其滑稽，在夏天定要你赞颂冬天所诅咒的，在冬天定要你诅咒夏天所赞颂的。人生也有冬夏，童年如夏，成年如冬，或少壮如夏，老大如冬。在人生的冬夏，自然也常教人的感觉变判，其命令也有这般严重，又这般滑稽。最近我在试着每天早上迎着朝阳，让阳光照在额头上，伸开双手全然的拥抱，感受阳光的能量进入身体，深深的呼吸，会感觉到生活充满希望。不妨你也试一试。我是永清，这里是为你读英语美文，我们下期再会。